This is Tim Albright with AV Nation with an AV Nation special, taking a look at Crestron and One Beyond. And with me to talk about that very thing is Sam Kennedy from Crestron. Welcome, sir.
Great to be here.
Sam, you and I got to hang out in Barcelona at ISZ talking about One Beyond. You guys got a really couple really cool things here. But first, before we get started, we talked about this when the acquisition took place a couple of years ago. But remind us, what did Crestron see in One Beyond to initiate the acquisition to bring them in-house?
Yeah, we're really excited that One Beyond became part of Crestron. It's almost 2 years ago now that we've had the acquisition. But the unified communications is a really critical part of Crestron's overall business. And what One Beyond brought to Crestron is really two key parts. One is the physical cameras themselves, and another is a solution called Automate VX, which is that which brings that multi-camera experience for really more for medium and large or very large spaces. And you know what was really excited about bringing One Beyond into the Crestron family is the things that were important to One Beyond were things that were important to Crestron. High quality optical zoom cameras that drive that high quality, very much focused on high impact spaces, boardrooms, complex rooms, training rooms. And one, while today we almost see as multi-cameras kind of is really a hot topic, yeah. Even 2 years ago, it wasn't as relevant as it is now. And Automate and One Beyond with Automate VX has been delivering multi-camera solution for many years. And so they were the leader in the space. So bringing them into the overall Crestron portfolio about 2 years ago, just put us right in the lead into that sweet space. And having an optical zoom camera portfolio really aligns well with our overall strategy and also aligns well with when we look at our portfolio of cameras. You know, we have some really strong partnerships with Hudley and Jabra, who solve that smaller room space with digital zoom cameras. By bringing in some optical zoom cameras into our portfolio, we think that really extends and puts us at the forefront of unified communications.
Okay, so help me out here, because you use the term optical zoom a couple of times, and I know enough to be dangerous here with this, Sam. So what is the difference between optical zoom and digital zoom, and why are you going down the optical zoom road?
Yeah, well, again, for us, we have a portfolio now of digital zoom, and we sell the Hudleys and we sell Jabra. They solve that problem for us, and then now we have our own cameras with those optical zoom cameras that solve more larger spaces. But really, if you think of it's just a functionality. It's a matter of functionality, right? Where digital zoom cameras, they don't physically actually ever do any zooming, right? They're just cropping to appear to be zooming. So the good thing about that, about digital zoom cameras, is the price points are typically lower than optical zoom, and the cameras don't physically move. I think those are the two main keys, but the flip side of that is the limitations that come with a digital zoom camera. So typically a digital zoom camera might be a 4K image, but when it's zooming, which is just really cropping, each time that it does a time zoom, right, it's 2x zoom, a 4x zoom, the quality drops quite significantly, right? And so a lot of that is about the math. But you know, you may start with 4K, but what is the resolution after 4x zoom, after 8x zoom? So you get in a room that's maybe 20 feet, digital zoom typically isn't the best solution. So we see digital zoom, that it solves a real problem, typically focused on those smaller spaces. Yeah. Now, optical zoom, it's all built into the glass of the lens. So you may start with, say, a 1080p camera, a 1080p lens, but each time it zooms, so a 2x zoom, 4x zoom, 12x zoom, if you start with 1080p, when it's doing 12x zoom, it's still 1080p. And so you're going to get a much sharper video quality. We have some cameras, one of those One Beyond cameras, is a 20x optical zoom. So you could be 50 feet away, or, you know, what is that? Let's say, I don't know, 20 meters, I don't know, 15 meters away, and you're still going to maintain that 1080p video quality. So we see that optical zooms really give you that better quality experience, especially in larger spaces. But in all size spaces, you want a better quality image. Is what we and what that's what we hear from a lot of customers today is that they're looking for an overall better experience. Optical zoom is still going to give you that nice tight shot, and it's going to look very high quality. And you know, literally the resolution will be higher because it will be maintained that even when it's zooming, it's still maintaining 1080p. And because of that focus, or because with those cameras, no pun intended with focus, but because of the quality that those cameras bring you, especially in larger spaces, that really fits Crestron's sweet spot a lot, right? We do such great job in those larger spaces, having that portfolio of optical zoom really solves a major problem for us.
Yeah, really quickly, because one of the things that, again, I know not to be dangerous, but one of the things I do know about cameras is you've got an image sensor. Right. And the thing in hearing you explain the difference between optical and digital reminds me of, you know, the old broadcast style cameras that we used to have. It had an image sensor. That image sensor was, you know, 20 years ago, it was 1080i because I'm that old. But you're right, where the glass and the ability to physically zoom in that camera, it didn't take anything away from the image sensor that was in that camera. So it was still going to be 1080. Regardless of what piece of glass you put on the front of that broadcast camera, kind of like what I'm hearing you say about the One Beyond and the optical zoom, is the image sensor is the same. So it's 1080 regardless of its, you know, it's zoomed all the way out or it's zoomed all the way in.
That's exactly right. And that's why you can maintain that high quality video no matter where you are in the room. And so that's why having a portfolio, right? Digital zoom still makes sense for certain size rooms. But as you start to go up in size and you want to maintain that high quality video, which is what the users are expecting, right? I think, you know, what I saw with many organizations in the early days of COVID, it was throw a webcam in a conference room and call it a day, right? That was a bit of survival mode. But absolutely, these days, end users are a lot more savvy and they're looking for that much sharper video image. And so you just, you know, you really can't compare optical. Like as soon as you hit 15 feet, 20 feet, it's almost unfair when you put them up against each other. And so it does, optical zoom does cost a little bit more money, but you can really see, I mean, it's not drastically that different, but the quality of experience is so significant. And that's why we think, again, there's a time and place for digital zoom cameras. That's why we have it as part of our portfolio. But we think optical zooms really fits that medium, large, and definitely the extra large spaces.
You guys were showing off a number of scenarios and use cases at ISC with just different models of One Beyond cameras. When you're looking at that, and again, you and I got to chat for a little bit in Barcelona, what is the best case scenario for One Beyond cameras?
We announced at ISC four new cameras. We have just regular old pan, tilt, and zoom cameras, two intelligent cameras. They'll actually have one sitting here. Just a little product placement there. It has a little little camera here that does the intelligence. So the pan, tilt, and zoom cameras, those are for any rooms where you want to manually pan, tilt, and zoom, if anyone wants to do that today. Those are also tied to our Automate VX. But then we also have the one I just was holding. Those are called the i12 and i20. Those have the AI built into the camera themselves. So they'll do group framing. Tracking of a person. So really the best places for these cameras are any place, any medium size and on up, where you're looking for a very high quality video experience and you're looking for the intelligence of that AI, where it's going to do group framing or person tracking, any of those spaces where you have those types of use cases, or like I said, anywhere you're looking for a higher quality video experience, those are going to be really great fits for the new camera. So four new cameras, the P12, P20, those are associated. The 12 is 12 times zoom, the 20 is 20 times zoom, and the same thing on the I. So it's an I, meaning standing for intelligence, I12 or I20. They have that intelligence built in, and again, 12 times zoom or 20 times zoom. So even the largest spaces, these cameras are a really great fit for.
Well, and again, it goes back to what we just talked about. Those all four have the optical zoom, which again, you know, the physical, you know, movement of the glass. All right. Really quickly, Sam, you and I were chatting again in Barcelona about the difference between the concept of an outside in experience versus an inside out experience. What does that mean to you when I talk about that?
So one of the trends that we're seeing in our space these days is is driving meeting equity. I know we've been talking about meeting equity, but for a few years now. But the best way to really solve meeting equity in a room is with cameras and multiple cameras. And we're seeing a big trend around many different vendors starting to come to market with multi-camera solutions. And there's really two ways that the market's kind of dividing in two when it comes to multi-cameras. First is that center of the room camera. Typically, like you think of what Logitech has and what Neat has, and Poly just announced theirs, right? Center of the table connecting to a video bar, and it's filming all the different participants from the inside out, right? So center of the table, it's looking at everyone at the table, and then it's potentially stitching that together and sending that to the far end, right? So what we believe that is a very suitable for smaller spaces. Where Crestron's approach is a little different, where we take cameras and put cameras on the outside of the room and film in. So we have more of what we call an outside-in approach to multiple cameras. And so we think that an outside-in approach really fits better for medium and large type spaces, more complicated spaces, divisible spaces, spaces that aren't necessarily just a small conference room table. We think fits a lot better for that optical or that outside-in approach. Now, you know, I talk to customers every day, all day, and, you know, we see customers deploying mixtures of these, right, where they have certain size rooms, they'll put that inside-out, center of the table camera, and then for those rooms that are a little bit more larger size, more focused on high-impact spaces, classrooms, maybe more non-traditional, like I said, divisible rooms seems to be a very hot topic at the moment. Those are just more, there's more value that an outside-in approach from a camera filming perspective brings. So again, two trends happening in the space, inside-out, center of the table being one, and then outside-in that like Crestron delivers with Automate VX of these multiple cameras around the room filming the participants. So again, both have value. We think that outside-in approach fits a lot better for some of those more complicated, more larger spaces.
Sam, before I let you go, when you're talking to customers, how is that decision made? Like, is there a decision tree? Design, when you're looking at design decisions between whether to go outside-in or inside-out, how does an IT manager make that decision, make that determination?
I think it's very difficult for the end customers these days as I've been doing this a very long time, just like you. I've been in the industry over 25 years now. And the pace of innovation is just so lightning fast within our industry. It's such an exciting time to be part of this. The flip side is it's really complicated for end customers as to how do I make a decision now that is not going to be outdated in a year or 2 years, right? I don't have the budget to replace my products and solutions every 6 months or every year. And so, you know, I think customers are in a really tough spot. The good thing, though, is there's a lot of really great solutions out there for customers. And so, you know, the best thing, my advice to the end customers is talk to your channel partners, talk to the different vendors, talk to the platform providers like Microsoft and Zoom, really understand what your use cases are, and that will help guide you with what the right solution is for your room, because there is not a one size fits all that fits for all organizations. It really comes down to what are you trying to solve for your end users? What are you trying to solve for your application in the applications of where you're putting these technologies? And then fit that with the right solution. And that's why I spend a lot of time talking to customers just about that exact topic. Like, what is the right solution? Does an inside out approach work for you? And even though Crestron, at least today, doesn't make an inside out solution, that doesn't mean that I'm going to say, oh man, that's the, you know, don't do that, right? Fit what makes sense to you. I believe for the majority of spaces where I'm talking to customers and where Crestron, where our sweet spots are, is an outside in fits the best. But if it's not, right, I'm going to tell them as a trusted advisor, like we always, of course, we would do the right thing and work with customers to fit what's the right solution for their application. So, you know, I would just, there is, the industry is moving very, very fast. But your best bet is just to really talk to the people that are deploying these, talk to the vendors. You'll see a lot of transparency because the more people use these tools, the more tools they need, right? And so it's all boats are rising right now in our industry because the capabilities that we're delivering as an industry are just, it's moving very fast. We're solving really big problems, and end users, they need these types of solutions. So, you know, I would encourage the end customers to, you know, talk to your partners, talk to the vendors, talk to the platform players, and we'll help you and guide you through what the right solution for you would be.
All right, very good. Sam Kennedy from Crestron. Somebody wants to find out more about Crestron or One Beyond. Sam, how do they do that?
Of course, Crestron.com. You can come to any of our events. We have Infocom will be the next really significant one for us. But, of course, you can ping me on LinkedIn. Crestron.com should be your first stop.
All right, very good. Sam Kennedy from Crestron. For us, for Aviation, go by our website, aviation.tv. That's aviation.tv. Find this program and a host of others. All that and more at aviation.tv. That's aviation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.